listening to Evolution Revolution with DJ Damaru. We are live on Kootenay Lake, and this is broadcast through anonradio.net. We just listened to La Belle Orchestra, and the song is called Le Moment Présent. La Belle is a composer who've been playing around with electronic music and experimental, as well as this orchestrated version. We were just listening to Publius shows previous to my show. Welcome, and today we'll be playing a lot of music and talking a little bit of the yoga of reflection, the art of writing your shit out. All right, let's move into more ambient-ish music with Parted Plane, Ami Dung. Just listen to Ami Dung and Parted Plane, very mellow ambient sitar player mixing up with a nice synthesizer. I'm about to get a new synthesizer. Looking forward to play on this show with the Cobalt 8X or X8. If you are new to Anon Radio, we are having a synth battle royal on Friday night, Mountain Time, around 8 o'clock. Check it out, anonradio.net, for the synth battle royal. I think it ends up being Saturday morning in UTC time. It's always fun, experimental, noise maker, getting together and making some noise. It's pretty fun activity. Talking about fun activity, I've been writing a lot lately. I've started on Gopher. Gopher is a old school technology, and SDF, the server that hosts Anon Radio, also hosts one of the, I assume, one of the biggest Gopher server on the face of the earth, on in the universe, I would say, the biggest Gopher server of the universe. I think we can give them that. A lot of people updating their Gopher. Now people call them Gopher Hole, but I think it's weird. And people said no, they're not sites, because website pertain to HTML, while Gopher pertain to text only type of holes. Anyway, so writing on Gopher was quite interesting, because I started writing about stuff that I generally wouldn't share. I write for a local newspaper, and in that local newspaper I write reflections and journaling ideas and news and what's happening in the world and technology and different subject, from yoga to technology. And my voice in the newspaper is public, so I keep it to a certain degree in that sense of publicness. And then later on I wrote, or before that, or whenever I wrote blog posts and other things like that, where I was blogging for a certain goal, so marketing or storytelling or practicing to write and having an audience in mind. So my writing was also, again, kind of tweak toward what the audience would be. So there's always been a bit of a, you know, I write for a reason, and writing on Gopher, it was more of a, I write for the fun of writing. So my writing changed. What I write on Gopher is not what I write in the newspaper or what I would write in a blog. And then just last week or a couple weeks ago, I fixed up my old Underwood typewriter. It's a 1923 Underwood with the French-English keyboard. It's pretty fancy. And again, writing on the Underwood directly on paper, knowing that not a lot of people will read it, that brought about a different type of writing. So the question came in, like, so then, you know, what is it that I'm not writing? And as a apprentice writer or wannabe writer, or I don't know what to call myself, I do too many things, but I love writing and love to write more. And I'm kind of learning to write. And as I'm learning to write, I'm figuring out what I can share and what I can't share, not from who's gonna read me, but from my own self, like what is okay to share and why can't I share everything. Let's listen to a little bit of Faulty DL with Shock Therapy. You're listening to Evolution Revolution with DJ Damaru live on Kootenay Lake. This is my 65th live show. That's well over a year now. Every week I come to the mic and talk about stuff. We just listened to Faulty DL. This is another album I bought because of the cover. I do that often. I look at covers and I'm kind of a sucker for a cover, but I was kind of pleased with the music that came with it. I feel that some albums have a very telling covers, while other album, it doesn't represent very well. An album from Meatloaf from back then comes to mind, where there was this archaic or medieval motorcycle dragon something cover, and it seems so cool. And was it offered to me or did I have it? I can't remember if I bought that or it looked very medieval and crazy and powerful. And it was Meatloaf playing. Whatever that group is, I wouldn't even be able to recognize that group if I had listened to it. Today I'm talking about writing. It's something I've been doing for a while, writing for the newspaper locally and trying to learn more about writing. I have all these stories that comes to my mind and I want to put them on paper. But in the last couple of days I had a very different experience of writing. So like I was talking about earlier, I moved to start writing on Gopher, which is a text only website protocol. If that means anything to you, it's not the normal web and it's not the dark web. It's just another layer of internet that used to be popular, and now it's very interesting. I like it a lot because it's only text, so you cut a lot of the usual internet bullshit, pop-up ads, and you know, people are not writing to market themselves on Gopher, they just write for the fun of writing. So you end up writing, reading stuff that's quite inspiring, very fun. And very personal. That's what I see. A lot of people, what they write about is their day-to-day, their diary, their what's happening in their life. And it's makes it more entertaining in a sense because it's more real. So I started writing for Gopher, on Gopher. And my writing style changed to become more real. I don't know, it just kind of became something different. And then the question arose, like, what am I writing about? And I was wondering, can I write about everything? And I was like, no, I can't write about everything. There's stuff I don't want to write about or I don't feel comfortable writing about everything. And on Gopher, I went pretty deep with stories of my life and travels where I don't spare any details that I would probably not share publicly, generally speaking, but Gopher was kind of small enough for it. So it kind of brought to mind, like, okay, so what are these things you don't want to write about? And I was like, wow, that's interesting. And as a yogi, meditator, always looking or on the lookout for challenging myself or, you know, just observing these human aspect, I couldn't, you know, bear this idea that there's stuff that I can't write about. So I started to be, okay, so what are these things? And I started to write and find a way. I was trying to find a way to write about the stuff I don't want to talk about in a way that I could share it. So I was kind of finding ways to describe this kind of deeper stuff inside of me. So as if I was preparing to talk to somebody about a deeper issue, I was like, okay, well, let's find a concept. How can I talk about the stuff I wouldn't want to write about? And the idea of writing about something that I wouldn't want to share or wouldn't want to talk to people about helped me redefine what this is. And then something very special, very particular happened. In my yoga practice, in my meditation practice, one major element is to be aware of the sensations inside my body. So you sit in meditation, you observe your body, you're breathing. Okay, what's happening with the body? Start with the physical aspect of my face is cooler, my hands are cooler because they're not under my clothing. My body is warmer. Okay, I feel pressure because I'm sitting in the legs and the hips, in the feet. But then when there's emotions and sensation like that, you continue the practice of sensing what's going on. There's even a yoga practice called body sensing that, I'm not sure if there's when it started. Jean Klein was a teacher of my original yoga teacher, and he was teaching body sensing. She was teaching body sensing, my teacher, and a few other teachers are teaching body sensing. I'm not sure how widespread that is. Anyway, body sensing is a thing. It's a yoga practice. And when I was writing about stuff that I didn't want to write about, emotions or sensation arose in my body, and I was feeling it. I was like, oh, writing this makes me feel like that. I was like, okay. So my body react to what I write. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. Now, what I was writing about is things that I'd like to change in me. So things that I don't feel limiting or unhealthy or things like that. So I was like, okay, I write about this and then I'll feel like that. But the action I'm taking today, or what I'm doing now, is probably not the problem. The problem is probably something that happened to me in the past, and now I see the effect of these, situation, these trauma. In yoga, we call them samskaras. And they're just events that left a trace in my past, and now I have to deal with them if I want to change or evolve or free myself from these past events. So writing about what's happening with my life right now makes me feel a certain way. I realize that this is not what I need to work on, but to look into what happened to me in the past. So I decided to start to write about the past. And let's move into music. We'll talk about more stuff writing after this song from Mimo Koma, Sleep Moss. This was Sleep Moss from Mimo Coma. She creates these soundscapes and textures and often relate to mental wellness, mental illnesses, depression, and expresses a lot through that. She's quite an artist to follow. And the depth of the research and the exploration in this almost experimental sound making, it's quite something. I invite you to check her out, Mimo Coma. This is DJ Damaru with Evolution Revolution. Today I'm talking about, maybe we could call it the yoga of writing. I don't know. There seems to be a lot of people who want to coin that term, being I invented the yoga of writing. I did not invent anything. But I feel like I really touched a chord in my own process in my writing in the last week by observing the thing that I wouldn't write about. So, challenging myself when I come to something that I can't do, I'm like, okay, well, what is behind this? So writing about things that maybe I'm too ashamed to write about or share really kind of opened up a door of sensation. Like writing it made me feel a certain way and made me realize that what's happening with my life now, these bad habits, it's not so much what I need to work on, but to observe where that's coming from. So what I'm describing, it's something that I like to put in words or find a way to make it as a technique, but the idea behind it is to use writing to do a psychological analysis of your life or something like that. Anyway, I'll have to figure out how that goes, but so I write about things I'm not very proud about that I would not want to share. These are the kind of nuggets of like things I should be working on as a yogi or somebody who wants to liberate himself from these limitation. And then a sensation comes about. So I write. Oh, these emotions are coming up. I feel this in my body. I feel that in my body. Now let's look at the past, because a lot of our things we're feeling now comes from childhood or other trauma in our life. So I started writing about what it can be linked to in my past. So I was just kind of scanning my memory of events, and I was like, well, there's this event, but that wasn't a trauma. I was like, well, if I still remember it and it was not enjoyable and it was very uncomfortable, maybe there's something there. So I started writing about that event, and writing about it created, again, some emotion, sensation, something was happening in my body. And I was like, oh, the same emotion, the same sensation is happening. But it wasn't 100% the same. I was like, it's kind of the same. Emotion, I feel, have that quality of being a little slippery. It's kind of hard to pinpoint exactly how emotion works and how they feel. But it was clear that it was a similar sensation writing about my past, like that event in my youth. It was a similar sensation than writing about the thing I didn't want to write about in the first place. So it made me wonder, what is going on here? And the way I was writing, I just had my laptop on my table in a writing environment on my computer where it's only writing. There's no distraction. There's no clock. It's a full screen of writing. It's not Word. It's not, there's no clock on top or message or anything like that. So it was really minimal. It was early on in the day, so it was all by myself. And I would move from writing to standing up and thinking and brewing coffee or drinking tea and just kind of moving from thinking about it to writing to feeling the sensation that happened while I was writing and kind of thinking, okay, if this isn't the exact sensation, maybe it's close by. So what I did is I looked in my past and kind of scrolled through the events that led to that moment and events that came after that moment that was kind of related to it. And instead of trying to do it intellectually, I just wrote about it. It's like, okay, this is the event, da, 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 this is how I felt, this is what it looked like. This is where I was sitting, this is what it smelled like, this is what the television was playing, and kind of recreating the scene in my head as much as I could remember with all the details, just to trigger an emotional response. And then I continue writing. I continue kind of putting myself back in time and writing more about other situations that were kind of connected to that first situation. And then it happened. The exact same sensation, the same vibration in my body, same in kind of, it's a weird thing. Emotion, once you start exploring then, it's kind of a weird thing for me anyway. It's just, it's a body sensation mixed with some mental things that create something that we put a flag on it. And, you know, this is happiness, this is fear, this is shame, but it's just kind of a whole mixture of human experience. And I mean, there's no real definition of, you know, what emotion are and how they interact. It's not really well understood. But if I simply listen to my body, although I might not be able to define precisely what emotion, which emotion I'm feeling at the moment, by writing, I was able to acknowledge that what I felt while writing something from the past felt very similar to something that I was writing in what's happening now. So that was really interesting to explore my past, my emotional past, by writing as detailed as I could to relate to what's happening in my life today. It's known that a lot of our youth trauma, when they're not dealt with, continue to inhabit us, sometime for the best, sometime for the worst. Some people call that the shadow self. Some people call that the ego. It could take many shapes. But in order to link back what behavior you're having today and where the root of it is, it's kind of hard on an intellectual level. I think maybe working with a psychologist, you have a bit more understanding of what could cause what. But in order to do that yourself, it requires a lot, I feel, of understanding of human psychology. But by writing and understanding or being able to listen to what the body feels, I feel there's something there. There's something that could be very powerful, some sort of self-massage, self-psychological massage in the way of writing yoga. All right, let's continue with Hydrangea. Hydrangea Second Degree.
Thank you.
This was Hydrangea with their album Dawn Lights with the song called Second Degree. You're listening to DJ Damaru with Evolution Revolution. I now have a gopher site if you want to read about my crazy life. There's a lot there. Reflections and some of my stories from travel and all that. Just need to check out on gopherfds.org. It's, you know, a bit of a challenge to get there, but really enjoy writing on Gopher. It's quite different. It made me realize, that there's so many ways of writing. And like I said earlier, I got my Underwood typewriter that was owned by my grandfather, who's a doctor in a small village in Quebec. So this typewriter has been in the family for a long while now, third generation. And it's working well. I fix computers sometime to help people in the community here. And computers are bad. I can't believe how bad of a technology it has become. When you have a 100-year-old typewriter that, you know, I just put a bit of oil, I tweak a few things around, and it's a beautiful machine. It writes very well. You can put margin, you can select your tabulation to make sure the tabs are respected. You can realign the letters with little screws to make sure all the letters stay at the same height. Two colors, red and black. You can skip double line, triple line. It's a trip to see how mechanical object from 100 years ago have so much settings and so much engineering, and with no electricity whatsoever. As beautiful the object is, it also makes me write in a different tone as I'm exploring my voice as a writer. I see that different machine, different tools will bring a different voice. So I like a fountain pen, of course, as a writer, I guess. I don't know. I just love fountain pen. And again, I'll write in a different voice when I use a fountain pen. And then I get on my laptop and I use a different voice. On the computer here on my desktop where I do the radio show, I don't write a lot, but I have a good mechanical keyboard so I can type fast. And I have a little ebook that it's e-ink, and I plug a keyboard on it, and again I write differently. So depending on the tool I use for writing, I will write with different voices. And I find that very interesting, to be exploring my different personality, I would say, my different writer's personality with the different machine, the different medium I use. And yeah, that somehow cracked open a little bit, that exploration that I've been talking about for this show. Is the yoga of writing, if you want to call it, or the psychological tools of dealing with your shit by writing about it. And if you like writing and you like taking care of your shit, some people don't care, but some people like to resolve past issue or resolve their limitation or find ways to be happier. Well, writing is a very powerful tool for that. What I figured out is to start where I am. So writing about what annoys you right now. So if you're like, I always do this and I hate when I get angry because this and this happen. So my suggestion is to write about that. So define when you get angry, how it feels, what happened when you get angry, and really write in as much detail as possible until it triggers an emotional sensation. and you'll feel that in your body. So you have to be aware of your body while you're writing. So make sure to breathe and so we have a comment on the chat here that writing is helping me work through some shit now, but no time. I now have to actually deal with it. Yeah, it is totally right that once you start writing about your shit, they will come to the surface and you'll have to deal with it because that'll be a lot clearer. So, and that's something that I often says to people, is, you know, if you're happy right now, just stay happy like that. Don't start to do yoga and meditation, because then you might become a little less happy to start, because you'll be like, oh wow, I have all that stuff that I haven't dealt with in my life. So there is a bit of that. I think the opening up of childhood trauma and life trauma should only be attempted when you're unsatisfied with your life. You know, it's not something to play with for the fun of it. And I mean, if you're just having fun, you might not get very deep within the process. So if something bugs you, something you want to change, something has been going on for years and you're like, maybe time to deal with it, writing about it and then feeling the sensation that comes out of that, and then kind of going through your life, scrubbing through your life and seeing if there are elements that has a similar sensation. And to do that, you just write and write and write about things and then see how they feel. I'm not sure, like, this week it was the first time that I wrote very deeply about things that I've never wrote about, and it really created a strong sensation in my body. I was like, whoa, okay, this is very clear. Like, my body is reacting to what I write very clearly. And I don't know if I would write again and again and again about the same thing, if it would create the same sensation. So I think it's good to explore, check it out, and see how writing make you feel. I'm wondering as well on the creative side of things how that would work. I was taking some writing lesson last year, and the person, the teacher who was helping me to go deeper with my writing, was really pushing me to write. It was a fiction story, a very fun story. I should go back to it. But she was pushing me toward writing more from my own experience, even if it's fiction. But it became so close to who I was that it was very uncomfortable. And she was hinting that this is the place you want to be when you write. It has to be uncomfortable. It has to be weird. And if you can write that weirdness, that intense or that emotion, then you'll be able to be a good writer. If you can't deal with that emotional or that sensation when you write, then it becomes really hard to be creative. So yeah, there's a lot of aspect about writing that I'm discovering, and really this healing factor is very powerful. I think there's multiple layers to it too. Like, I do write down things when I want to work things out, you know, what should I do about this, here are my options, and kind of creating a bit of a graph and thinking on paper. You know, it's definitely a powerful tool. But what I've experienced this week was more of that emotional triggering through writing, and associating these emotion trigger to kind of find out the root cause of a problem. So just to sum it up, got an issue, try to find what's going on, write about that issue in its most detail as possible, feel the sensation it creates in your body. If there's no trigger yet, keep on writing until you have an emotional trigger to that. Once you can when you can feel that emotional trigger, and what happens for me when I wrote, I felt that trigger and I was like, oh, I know that. I know that trigger. Like, I've lived that many times. And I was surprised that writing about it would trigger it, too. I was like, good. Okay. Perfect. Let's put that there. So now I know that my writing is triggering something, an emotion or habit or something. And then I go and explore my life. Explore my life by writing about it and go as young as possible in my life and see if I can find that trigger again. And that trigger seems to be, for me anyway, from what I've explored, seems to be one of the root cause of things I want to change today. Now, what do I do with it? That's a good question. Let's listen to a bit of music first. This was Rejoicer with the song Alien Sphere. You're listening to DJ Damaru, Evolution Revolution, on anonradio.net. We're live from Kootenay Lake. This is my 65th show. This is crazy. Give myself the challenge last year to have a radio show and see how far I would take it. And it's been 65 hours of me saying crazy stuff on the radio. I'm talking today about the healing effect of writing, the yoga of writing, if you want to say that. And what do you do once you have find out about, the root of the issue? So writing about it, feeling your way through, finding out what it did for me is it kind of removed the idea that today behavior, my problems of today, is not the problem. So what I want to change in my behavior today, it's not like a cold turkey, let's change. It's important to find where it's coming from. So where did it all started? And by having that understanding of where it all started, kind of makes my day-to-day life quite different. Because it's not like, oh, I want to stop this. Now it's more, I want to understand how that affected me my whole life. And is there something I can do about the past? Was there something that I needed to talk to somebody about, a family member or whoever was within that situation? And it feels for me that often my trauma and maybe other people's trauma is not so much about people hurting me or people judging me, but me feeling that I'm a bad person or me judging myself. And keeping that judgment going. In that situation, what I wrote about in the beginning of the week, that was yesterday. Wow, it feels like the week is so long. It was, yeah, self-judgment that I'm a bad person, and that stayed with me. And now I'm observing how that affected a lot of stuff in my life. So I don't have an answer of what you do once you find the root problem, really. It's in process. And writing will probably help me continue the process, and I'll probably have more to say about this technique as I continue to explore with it and enjoy the process. Stick around, there's going to be more radio show today. We have an open mic where any DJ can come in and play music. And after that, we have a open VOIP, which is kind of a phone party. When there's a party, you can call in this line and talk to other SDFers. Sometimes conversation comes out of that. Sometimes people play music. Sometimes people do crazy anything. And sometimes nothing happens. And then you have MNW, who brings about bad news, sad news, horrible news of the world. He seems to have a taste for horrible news. And then Tobe comes in with his own show, the dubious